This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. And boy, is he certifiable. When it comes to adjusting your neck, your shoulders, I will tell you my experiences whenever I go visit Jack, and I did. And the last weekend, he and his wife Mary took extraordinarily good care of me, as they always do. There's a lot of love between all of us, and it shows. And Jack is really good at expressing that love in a manner of speaking with all of the people that are his clients, whether they go into his clinic in Salt Lake City or whether they take advantage of all the things that are being offered, many of them at no cost, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a giving guy. He's a smart guy. He's a GAPS practitioner as well. And if you don't believe that he's smart, just ask him. He'll be happy to tell you. Whatever the question, he's got an answer and then some. So we're going to get into a lot of those questions, the Q&A that is a part of the genius of this program, if I do say so myself. You know, there are a lot of programs around, a lot of good health programs. What I do on Good Day Health is try to present both sides. So we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a traditional cardiologist, and then we have Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCA chiropractor. And by the very definition, chiropractors are cut from a different cloth. Don't you think all the chiropractors that I know and visit with have very strong educational backgrounds, very strong feelings about medicine and the direction that it's going in today? And so it's good because people listening to these 2 hours every weekend can get an idea, and maybe it's confusing. I don't know. Sometimes you find that's the case, Jack, that some people say, I don't know what to believe, Dr. Stockwell, because this person says that, and somebody else over there says something else. So what do I believe?
Well, I think that's a good question. It kind of falls down into an area where people are relying on somebody else for their information, rather than going to the sources and start doing some research on their own.
But who has time to do that?
There is obviously a basic fundamental philosophical difference between chiropractic and medicine, in that medicine is oriented towards what are called the 3Ds, to diagnose something, prescribe a drug for it.
Yeah.
In other words, that there is, if there's something lacking or some bad performance on the part of some body part or whatever, we'll probably have a drug for it. If not, we probably have some surgery for it. From the natural point of view, is to highlight the very thing that's kept on this planet for the thousands of years we've been here, to support the body's ability to take care of problems, rather than to get involved with it chemically. Now, both obviously have their place.
Yeah.
The emergency room technology that we have today is, you know, keeps thousands of people alive every day that otherwise would have passed away.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with an acute life-threatening situation, you belong in the emergency room. There's no issue about that. But when it comes to chronic problems, then medicine has a hard time with that. Trying to help the body restore and rebuild itself. When you look at the education, the first 2 years of chiro school is the same as the first 2 years of med school. Mm-hmm. How the body's put together, how it works, and how we monitor whether it's working correctly or not. The next 2 years of chiropractic is spent on using natural known therapies for thousands of years that have been able to help the body restore its normal function. The last 2 years of med school, you're doing rounds in the hospital, going to all the various different kinds of, you know, orthopedics and obstetrics and pediatrics and geriatrics, and spending a few weeks in each one of these things to learn more on the medical approach to those kinds of problems, which, again, is usually diagnosing something and providing a drug for it. So they both obviously have their place. It's just that when chiropractic tries to do medicine, or when medicine fails to recognize the body's natural ability to heal itself when it's given the opportunity to do so, then you start having some problems between the two.
Well,
but
I want
to, other than that, it also comes down to a battle for turf.
Mm-hmm.
Because chiropractic is the biggest, largest competition to medicine.
Growth. It's growth industry.
Yes.
Well, I'll
There's
use
over
myself
70,000.
As an example of what is going on, the yin and the yang, the push and the pull. My recent experience with maybe a TIA. The interesting thing is I had a consultation with the local cardiologist yesterday for 45 minutes, and I've told the story on the air, and you've certainly examined me with this in mind. If I did have a TIA, which is a temporary ischemic attack, which means that you had a mini stroke, it could be that I had that, or there could be something else. There's no evidence of it. And so the cardiologist and I were talking yesterday about what to do, because there have been, some pretty scary bits and pieces of advice I've been told by people that I know and trust that I need to get on to Eliquis. If I don't, I won't see my grandson grow up and stuff like that. And it really has kind of shocked me am I going to be shocked into submission? Because both the two cardiologists and Kronhaus is one of them, and this guy locally is another one. You need to go on Eliquis because it will thin your blood, but you got to change the way you live, because anything could happen. It thins the blood so much if you bang your head, that kind of stuff. And I'm just not going for that. And, as well as Ken knows me, as well as you know me, I'm doing a lot of research on my own, and the local cardiologists were sort of taken back by my approach, because I knew a lot, and I'm not depending on them. I'm going to make up my own mind. And under the circumstances, it's very confusing, because I have you on one side saying this is the way to handle this problem, and these other guys that went through the schooling you were just talking about, all about drugs and things and their miracles, and I get all that. People lived a long time by getting onto blood thinners and statins and that sort of thing, and I think they are very helpful. But at what point is it too far for the individual? I think that's what has to be discussed, and that's what, you can't put all your faith. I can't. Maybe you can. I said that to the audience. I can't put all my faith in just one point of view, because it's just not me. So anyway, we're working our way through all of that stuff. You had some great advice, and so did Mary. And so I'm sort of trying to combine all of these things together. But I know a lot of you, if you listen to these programs or you listen to people from more than one connection, you're going to have confusion. And so, but then it's down to you, because you're the one who have to make. I have to make up my own mind. Jack can't make it up for me. Ken can't make it up for me. I'm the only one who can make it up. And so I'm finding a course of action that I'm comfortable with. And that's really kind of what you got to do no matter what the problem. That would be my advice. We're going to talk about your liver as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a way to ward off bad things, sinus congestion, allergens, airborne germs, that sort of stuff. Make Navage your go-to device for fixing the problems. Jack will tell you, Ken will tell you, most of the bad things that come into your body come from your nose, come in through your nose or your eyes. So at least the Navage thing takes care of one of those problems. If you use it once or twice a day, you'll make sure that you've cleansed the bacteria, the pollen, all the things that cause cold, flus, and worse, the fall allergens that were really bad this year, all of that stuff is going to be, and the dust that you got in your house, because the heat's on now, the windows are closed, right? So, that in and of itself, something to protect yourself from. And you can do that cleaning your nose every day the Navage way. Simple, straightforward, easy, productive, and really efficient. Navage.com is the website. Navage is the product. NAVAGE. Cleanse your nose so your body will be clean using the Navage method, Navage Nasal Cleansing System at Navage.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need to start the year right.
Whether you meet at the office or on a video chat.
Or whether your commute is now measured in feet rather than miles.
Staples has everything you need, like home office furniture, the latest tech, and organizational supplies at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, 2021 dated desk pads are just $3.99.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Get a fresh start this year with big savings from Staples. Ends 1/2/21 while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here on Good Day Health for this, the last week. We're getting into the new year. There'll be a lot of things medically different next year. Let's hope for that, including people broadening their horizons, thinking about things in their body a little differently. Your liver, for example, the importance of a liver and what it does, how big is it, what does it actually do? Let's talk about that, Jack, shall we?
Well, physiologists have told us that they've identified over 600 functions of the liver. I mean, it's the ultimate blood filter. Every drop of blood in your body will go through the liver every 3 minutes.
Really?
And while it does, it produces enzymes, it breaks down fats. In fact, your liver is your prime fat-burning organ. The liver is the hottest organ in the body in the sense of heat that's generated by the oxidation of fat, which is really what warms the blood. The main thing that warms your blood and keeps you warm, your core temperature, is the liver. And it eliminates naturally occurring toxins. It supports general detoxification. It helps to maintain good cellular health in the sense that it tries to keep the blood clean. The liver will beg, borrow, steal, do everything it can to make sure your blood stays clean. And our bodies are oriented in such a way that everything we eat or drink, except for water, once it's digested and it gets into the gut and absorbed into the bloodstream, will go through the liver for cleanup, for filtering, for detoxification, before it hits the main blood supply. And the first organ to get that cleaned up blood, of course, is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's only obvious as to why the heart gets the cleanest food possible as fast as possible because of its energy consumption.
Isn't it amazing how the body, though, is? You learn more as a doctor about how it works, but even the person, somebody like me who's curious by nature, understanding how all this stuff works, I didn't realize the liver was as extensively. I knew it was important, to be sure, because I'm concentrating a lot on it. The statins that I'm taking, people say, well, how is it affecting your liver? So I'm going to have another blood test just to make sure that it isn't negatively affecting, because they can negatively affect your liver. And without your liver, we all know what Jack just explained, you're going to be a dead duck. So anyway, cleaning your liver. Let's talk about that as we continue here on our examination of your liver and your body. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Back into our conversation. We started out this hour talking about your liver and what it does. And so if, in fact, I mentioned a few minutes ago that the liver is an important functional, well, it's for everybody, but in terms of me now taking a modest, well, I've been told that it's mild. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. There are three or four different kinds of statins, and I know you don't think that I should be on one, or there are other ways of doing it. And I have a great combined effort to deal with this. Even if it is a problem, that's a frustration, Jack, because nobody knows what really is going on. Nobody knows what I had. Nobody can tell me. Of all the scientists that I've talked to, I've not had anybody tell me, yes, this is what happened, and this is what you're going to do. You got to try this, and you got to try that, and maybe if it happened, you better do this because you don't want it to go that way. And you know what? I'm not there.
Well,
I'm just not there.
What you're saying, I've heard from many patients, and this is why I always go to Mary's basic philosophy of going to the foundational aspect, the foundational function, the foundational reason for this or that. And when you look at the beginning of Steve Jobs' problems, he had to have a liver transplant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to have, you know, and they thought probably the dysfunctional aspects of his liver contributed to the particular form of rare form of pancreatic cancer that he had. So he gets a liver transplant. So it's over 10 years ago, whenever it was. So I think back in Tennessee or something like that. And he came out of that feeling like that he was a new guy. Mm-hmm. But he still had a diet that did not support normal liver function in the body. He was a fruitarian. All he ate was fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly juiced, which was way too concentrated as far as sugar was concerned. And it just toxified the liver to the point where it couldn't function. The pancreas couldn't function because it wasn't getting the nutrition it needed. So that's why we often, with liver detoxification, two different things we recommend is Livco, for one thing. Livco
is a standard process.
Well, yes, it's distributed by standard process. Yes, Livco, just L-I-V-C-O. And it helps the liver to naturally eliminate the toxins that are occurring in our food. Remember, whatever we breathe in, whatever we drink, things that go through the skin that get into the blood, will eventually end up in the liver. And it's the liver's job to decide if it's water-soluble, it's going to go to the bladder, and you're going to get rid of it through urine. If it's a fat-soluble, it's going to get mixed into the bile so the bile can get it out through the colon. And when you combine that with long life energy enzymes, you end up with just a perfect winter.
Which is a product you can get from ForbiddenDoctor.com that Mary and Jack have developed, but it's so popular it's out of stock at the moment. So
yeah, we sold out over the holidays. We didn't anticipate that big of a demand. We'll have more here in a couple more weeks. But anyway, the Livco has schizandra and rosemary and milk thistle in it. These are herbs that have been known for decades, if not hundreds of years, to provide good liver support. And when medicine and pharmaceutical industries come out with drugs designed to help the liver, they look at schizandra, and they look at rosemary, and they look at milk thistle, and what's the operative chemical ingredient in here? Then they try to
duplicate it and make more money.
Duplicate it in the laboratory.
Right.
But the thing is they find one or two things, and they leave out all the others, especially the unknown factors that make those things incomplete and lead to toxic side effects.
All right, so I want to talk about, as we move, I think sticking with the liver for a little while is important. Beside the natural things that we're talking about, there are other ways that have been discovered to help detoxify one's liver. Let's see if you think they hold any water as we continue talking about the cleansing of the liver, the functionality of your liver, how it's so important to your health and well-being. That's all part of the focus this week on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Those waiting for bigger stimulus checks will need to be patient. The Senate adjourning last night without a vote on approving $2,000 stimulus checks. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, one of those taking to the Senate floor yesterday to express his support for giving struggling Americans more money.
The President of the United States, the Speaker of the House, a large majority of the House of Representatives, and I think a supermajority of this body are all in favor of $2,000 COVID relief payments to working Americans.
The issue could come up again as soon as tomorrow when the 116th Congress comes to a close and the 117th gets underway. A federal judge rejects an effort to keep President Trump in office. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert and other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday throws out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. This is USA Radio News. The coronavirus to blame for the death of a Virginia lawmaker, State Senator Ben Chafin Jr. passing away yesterday from COVID complications. He was 60. Meanwhile, a variant strain of the virus is now present in three states, Florida, the latest to report its presence, joining California and Colorado. While more contagious, the new strain does not appear to be resistant to the current vaccines. New York Medical College Dr. Bob Lajita shares with CBS News his advice for vaccine skeptics.
And everyone should get the vaccine. If you want to take a risk, and that risk is very, very dire, then don't get vaccinated. But my advice is if you don't get vaccinated, it's like playing Russian roulette. That's exactly what it's like.
Turkey announcing yesterday it has 15 cases of the variant strain. That makes 33 countries where the new strain has been detected. The defense bill survives the president's veto. The Senate yesterday joins the House in overriding President Trump's veto of the $740 billion bill. This means the bill will become law. This is the first of nine vetoes Trump has had overridden. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
second half hour of our discussion this week, Dr. Jack Stockwell. We have a weekly podcast, by the way, that's developed around many of the discussions that we have on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack and the most recent Good Day Health, the one at gooddayhealthshow.com, the podcast is a focus on all the different COVID vaccines. Jack explains very well what the difference is, the flu vaccines, the virus vaccines, all of this stuff. And we talk about what happens if you don't get a vaccine. Are you going to be able to travel? That's all part of the verbal diet in the Good Day Health podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you've also been producing podcasts, you and Mary, at ForbiddenDoctor.com
yes,
for a long time. And there's, you've done all kinds of things. As a matter of fact, when we talked when I was visiting with you this past weekend, we were talking about one of the podcasts, and somebody asked, and you've got on your fingertips what all of them are about. There's a couple of hundred of them. And so there's almost, if you look at the list, I'm saying this to the audience, look at the list when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com of all the podcasts that are in there. You're bound to find some information that has been researched and directed by Mac and Jerry, good dog, by Mary and Jerry. Sounds like a new cartoon show. It's the Mac and Jerry by Mary and Jack that really gets to the heart and soul of all of these medical problems. So, I mean, it takes time and it takes devotion and dedication. That's what I have. I've spent hours and hours and hours looking at, one of the things, and you get a kick out of this, because the doctors are arguing about whether I should be on Plavix or Eliquis as a blood thinner.
Yep.
One guy says that Plavix isn't even a blood thinner. Eliquis is a blood thinner. So I went to drugs.com and compared the two of them. And even though the doctors are saying Eliquis is better, what I read at drugs.com was that if I'm going to take one of these drugs, Plavix is better than Eliquis. But Eliquis is the darling, the child now of all the promotion. And so I don't know. I mean, I just...
Well, Eliquis is predictably effective.
Yeah.
In most cases, one of the reasons why they like it is it's very predictable. The problem is it does not have a clear antidote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, warfarin.
Warfarin, which they used.
That's right. Warfarin, which has been used for decades anyway, as a blood thinner, has an antidote.
Rat poison.
So the rat poison, warfarin, right.
Yeah.
And it has been very effective in thinning the blood in the past. But it has unpredictable effects in some particular cases as to why you would be having clotting and thrombotic effect taking place in the lungs or the brain. With Eliquis, it's very predictable in its effect. However, you start bleeding, there is no antidote. There's no predictable antidote for it.
That's what I saw in drugs.com. In comparing the two, there is an antidote to having a bleed with Plavix, and there is none with Eliquis. And that was one of the things that Ken warned me about. He said, you fall down, and you could bleed to death. And I said to him, I'm not changing my lifestyle. I'm very active, and I'm not going to do that, even if it means I'm rolling the dice in the other direction. I just don't want to live my life like that. Some people are okay with it because they don't jump off an auto tractor 10 times a day, or they don't do a lot of physical lifting and work and stuff. It's just that's not for me. But that's my personal choice, but it's something that we all have to go through. If we're smart, you figure out what you're most comfortable with. So anyway, meanwhile, back, because all of this stuff that I'm talking about with you has to do with the liver and keeping the liver functioning, because that's one of the things. I'm going to have a blood test here next week to see how these medicines are reacting to the numbers, the cholesterol numbers, and more importantly, to the liver, because they'll all tell you, if they're being honest with you, these things can, if you don't have a strong liver, these things will take a hell of a toll.
Well, remember, every drug, absolutely, every drug is a poison. Even aspirin is a poison, in the sense that anything you take into your body that was not made by Mother Nature is going to have some form of toxic effect. Now, the trade-off is it going to keep you alive? All right, so we'll take a chance with some side effects.
Yeah.
The thing about statins is it stops the liver from producing cholesterol. Cholesterol is absolutely essential to life. Cholesterol is a part of the cell wall of every cell in the body, and it's the basis for over 50 different hormones. So when you stop the liver from producing one of its normal jobs, as demanded by balanced physiology, there's going to be a price to pay to some extent. And elevated liver enzymes is certainly going to be one of them. So when they check your blood next week, that's what they're going to be looking for. Is there liver inflammation going on? Because you're stopping the liver from doing one of its jobs.
Yeah.
And the issue is that the cholesterol, the buildup of cholesterol in the body, is seen as the enemy, rather than looking at why the cholesterol is elevated. And so the easy way out of that is, well, let's just stop the liver from making cholesterol. If you have a lot of cholesterol in your food, your liver won't make so much. If you don't have a lot of cholesterol in your food, your liver is going to make a lot. And so when we have elevated LDL, it's usually because there's some inflammatory process in the body somewhere. And your liver will make extra LDL to get out there to take care of as a necessary adjunct to the healing process of inflammation. And usually it's our diets, what we drink, what we eat, high stress, not enough rest, that leads to systemic inflammation in some way or another. So you're going to have elevated cholesterol. You could be sitting at work and someone calls and says, hey, I hate to tell you this, but mom and dad were just killed in an accident. That kind of psychotrauma that hits you will raise your LDL immediately because of systemic inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these different causes as to why. And what medicine doesn't do is go to the very core as to why it's elevated. We have plenty of podcasts on that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you go to the podcast search bar at the top and just type in cholesterol, we go into great length why the body has elevated cholesterol and what you can do about it naturally.
All right. There it is. Lots of great answers to lots of questions. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack, we still haven't gotten to the way a lot of nurses who were doing something found the liver could be affected. And I want to get to that sort of an interesting way for people who are drinking a particular drink to handle this problem. Handling problems is what we are all about here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, taking care of your body, and now time to think about taking care of your brain. There's a dietary supplement, you know, called Prevagen. It's all natural. Prevagan. You can go to Prevagen.com, or you can find it most any place. You can find it in any drugstore. You can find it in lots of supermarkets. Whole Foods has it. You can order it online, whatever. It really does a fabulous job of opening up the health of your brain so that as you get older, you'll have a better life. That's the whole secret here. The proven brain health supplement, Prevagen, should be a part of your daily routine, just like all the other supplements that you take. It's loaded with vitamin D, among other things, so that'll help you improve your short-term memory. It is, as you get older, hello, we forget stuff. We all do. And so you think, well, something's going on with my brain. Nah, it's just a question of what's in it. And this stuff will help a great deal to put the right things, the natural things, into your brain. So please add Prevagen to your daily routine for improvement in those age-related cognitive problems. Prevagen is going to lead you to a healthier brain and a better life.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Moving back into our focus now, let's finish off this discussion of liver cleansing, but it's so important to the body, Jack. It was worth us spending this much time on it, I think, here. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. Now, the ladies that were in the nurse corps in World War I noticed something, and I thought that this would be a good way for you to, there's a lot of exhausting research that's been done on all of this because, as you've noted several times here in this hour, the liver is so important to our well-being. So what is this thing that has been discovered, and how is it implanted, into our body?
You know, if you want to learn surgery, and you want to learn emergency medicine, and you want to learn how to take care of serious traumatic problems, you work in the front line medic tents, on the front line of a war, in a war situation. And in World War I, just about the time they had discovered and started to utilize x-rays, there was an awful lot of demand on the time of the surgeons on the front line repairing these soldiers that survived their wounds. And so they were drinking copious amounts of coffee. And the nurses noticed that the only way they could work 20 hours at a time without rest is they were having a cup of coffee about every hour. Well, they found out that a lot of these soldiers, because their strength was weakening and waning, that they thought that, well, let's give them coffee. But a lot of them had throat injuries. A lot of them had upper respiratory problems from shrapnel and phosphorus and gas and everything else. So they thought, well, let's just put it in their butt. And they found a remarkable thing started to happen when they would put coffee, introduce coffee into the rectum. The liver detoxified itself.
Really?
And what
Unless
happens
we're born
is,
coffee enemas. Yeah.
As soon as that's right, as soon as the caffeine hit the hemorrhoidal vein, the ducts, D-U-C-T-S, inside the liver opened up. And the toxins that were building up in the liver dumped out into the colon, and these people made remarkable recoveries. Up until the 1970s, coffee enemas were prominent in the Merck manual, which is kind of the Bible of hospital treatment. They finally got rid of it, and their excuse for it was, well, we needed room for other things. But the truth is, any
we ran
cancer,
out of paper. We can't print any more books.
Right,
yeah.
Any natural cancer treatment center on this planet, whether it's in Mexico or Germany or a few kind of hidden places in America, because they're kind of stepped down on, always
Doctor
have
in Houston. What's his
coffee,
name?
Brzezinski.
Brzezinski.
They always
right.
are
yep.
coffee enemies. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez promoted them prior to his death because the thing that usually kills us with cancer is the failure of the liver and the failure of the kidney due to the chemo and to the fact that there's such tremendous particle cellular debris building up in the bloodstream
right.
because of the chemo. So we have to keep the liver functioning.
Let's go back to the supplement of the week, in fact. You mentioned Livco.
Livco.
And what it does and how it works to keep your organ, the 5-pound organ that is your liver, it's got to work. And it's got so many jobs to do that keeping it clean is very important. So, and it's part of what happens, you know, when you're losing weight. One of the ingredients in Calitrin is this same sort of product because it's so helpful when it comes
yes.
to weight loss.
Yeah.
It really is. You've got to do
well, the liver is the major fat-burning organ of the body. And when you have a healthy liver, it's a lot easier to maintain the weight that you want to. But because of a lot of the foods that we eat that contribute to obesity are loaded with these toxins from over-processing of the food, it builds up in the liver. Mm-hmm. When we can keep the liver healthy, and that's one of the things Livco does, is it helps to naturally remove the toxins and other things that build up because of our food choices. It aids digestive health, but it helps to maintain the health of the cells themselves. Combined with the long-life energy enzymes, it's a perfect winter tonic.
Yep, it sounds great, so you can get them all. Check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Livco is the supplement of the week. All this information about the liver, how important it is, you can hear that in our podcast next week. Jack's podcasts this week are a focus on a lot of his radio shows that he does there locally in Salt Lake City. You're listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doctoring, we're here to ail the sick and to feed the hungry and to fix the wounded. All that good stuff. Well, maybe not all of it. We'll do as much as we can with Dr. Jack Stockwell in attendance here. He's the attending physician at the moment with a focus on gonorrhea. All right, so let's get to the bottom line. It is a trending story around the world. A lot of people are getting this because you had a very interesting theory as to the regular form of gonorrhea and why it has gotten stronger. What is going on? I thought, I said during the earlier part of the DJV program that I thought if you had a lot of antibiotics in your system, it would kill it. But apparently it's the opposite of that, right?
Well, yeah. Every time you add an antibiotic, it suppresses the immune response. Antibiotics don't work by helping your immune system.
No.
Antibiotics
they
work
kill.
Like anti-bio, anti-life. Yeah. They kill whatever they come in contact with, including your own cells.
Yeah.
And during this time of the year, now, first of all, with gonorrhea, you need to be very careful who you pick for sexual relations, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But gonorrhea, like listeria, like pneumonia, like several other bacterial types of infections.
Salmonella, E. coli.
Absolutely. All that stuff. They all thrive in an alkaline environment. Whenever, you know, back
explain
in
the difference between acidity and alcalinity. What do you
well,
play,
in micro, play? Microbiology in school. You know, you have the little petri dishes, and you go around taking samples off a handrail or the elevator button or whatever else, and you put it in the media that's in the petri dish, stick it in the petri oven for a couple of days, and watch what grows. Then you take what grows, put it under a microscope, and try to identify what kind of bacterial strain that it is. Well, you know, I could go way out in the weeds with that, but I won't do so. So, in any event, that media that the bacteria grows in is an alkaline media. And it was always interesting once we took the sample back out of the oven and had already examined it under the microscope. We put in a few drops of apple cider vinegar or lemon juice or something that's known to be very acidic because of the acetic acid that's in that stuff, and it immediately killed the bacteria it came in contact with. And so the lesson of the day was, in an alkaline environment, these kinds of bacteria thrive. It's the most common cause of UTIs for ladies with urinary tract infections. Mm-hmm. The urine starts to get a little bit alkaline that allows the growth of bacteria in the bladder that shouldn't be there because urine should be very acidic. Now, when you start getting these superbugs that are showing up, like the super gonorrhea that's showing up, it's simply because our diets are so bad, especially during the holiday period. The high sugar diets we have tends to turn the body towards an alkaline base, where alkaline versus acidic. In an alkaline environment, these kinds of bacteria thrive, which is one of the best cures for gonorrhea is just to take diluted apple cider vinegar. I know that sounds crazy, but you'd still take an antibiotic orally for gonorrhea anyway. Penicillin.
Well, why wouldn't you take apple cider vinegar direct? Why would you water it down?
Oh, because it's just so acidic. It'll burn. It'll inflame the esophageal.
I used to be able to take it, but I can't anymore. I water it down with it.
Well, and also the acetic acid can do a number. If you do it enough, the acetic acid could do a number on the enamel in your teeth. So you know, right. I'm talking about 4 or 5 ounces of water and a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. And not only that, not only just gonorrhea, this comes from the hill people of Vermont. D.C. Jarvis was an M.D. out of the University of Vermont's medical school that did a big study of the use of apple cider vinegar with the hill people in Vermont 100 years ago. And arthritis, pneumonia, back pain, kidney problems, bladder problems, lung problems, upper respiratory congestion problems. The Hill People Medical group, which was usually the grandmothers of the day, would always be using apple cider vinegar because it would bring the alkaline toxicity down to an acid level, which kills the presence.
How do they make apple cider vinegar? Where's that?
Well,
they
just apple juice, and ferment it. They ferment the apple juice.
Really?
And when you use apple cider vinegar, you want to make sure the mother is in it, because that's the pure stuff, the little brown flaky
pieces
stuff that's sitting
junk
in the bottom. Right, that's the residue from the apple. The white vinegar is a manufactured form of vinegar that has its benefits, but it does not work like apple cider vinegar does. So, and so my patients often will tell me that. We get a little sniffle, a little bit of a cold, a little bit of choking, something that's starting to tend towards a sick situation. A couple of shots of apple cider vinegar diluted in some water, and that's it. That's all it takes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nooka chiropractor, clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, here with us to understand alkalinity, acidity, that sort of thing. He's a font of knowledge, and that's why he's here. It's 59 past the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.